Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. This is the Technology Hour, and I'm your host, Wynn. We've got a great show planned for you today. I'm here with Owen Fonero, and we're going to be discussing some fabulous breakthrough information for folks that might be suffering from all kinds of things, but one, any type of heart disease. Welcome to the show,
Owen. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited to share this information with our listening audience because we just don't get to hear about this too much. And I know soon enough it'll be in a lot of, magazines and so forth.
Right.
And I know you've been doing radio shows here
right.
and television shows recently.
Yeah, I can't explain that. And maybe after listening, people could try to, maybe they'll have some ideas on their own because this is really not a new idea. The idea that there is the cause of heart disease might have more to do with vitamin C than any other single factor. And that's what I'll be trying to talk about today.
Okay, and it's interesting how you became involved in this because you are the CEO and co-founder of the director of the Vitamin C Foundation, which is the Linus Pauling's.
Well, what we tried to do is, we tried to take up when Linus Pauling passed away. The function that he was monitoring all the science on vitamin C, and if there was any maybe false or questionable information, he'd get right on it, and that's what we try to do. Because there seems to be every once in a while there'll be misinformation in the media about vitamin C, and so we check on it and try to keep the most up-to-date and valid information on our website, vitamincfoundation.org.
Well, you know, that occurs to me. It's quite likely, since more and more people are seeking out information, that maybe the vitamin C and this whole idea of looking at heart disease from a different point of view, because so many people trusted drugs in the past,
right.
and now we find that there's this, all times the vitamin C that is important for getting rid of the C-reactive protein, the chlamydia that we've got the tests on homocysteine now, all can determine really if we're in a heart disease process.
That's right. And it does, I don't want to steal any thunder from Dr. Thomas Levy, who's written a terrific book called Vitamin C, Infectious Diseases and Toxins. But he's a cardiologist, and he analyzed 27 known cardiovascular risk factors and reduced them all to a single factor, low vitamin C. And he's actually working on a book that's going to connect vitamin C and heart disease. And I think at that point, as good a writer as he is, that may have the kind of impact that we've been waiting for about a decade now.
Well, we really have, because you're right about this. There is a tremendous amount of misinformation. And just even 20 years ago when folks were going in and having chelation treatments, and I'm sure any of our listeners out there who have had it probably had, for the most part, a good experience from it. But, from the peer reviews, they're the first to say, no, it doesn't work. EDTA, vitamin C, magnesium drips, they just don't work.
Yeah. I could go into, in fact, toward the end, maybe we can go into some of the latest studies on that have a lot to say about that.
Well, let's give us a little insight on the history and how you became involved.
Okay. And, how I became involved, I became interested in Linus Pauling about 1983 and 1986, and it changed my own life when I started taking vitamin C, first at 3 grams, and now I'm up to 18,000 milligrams a day, like Pauling did. And because it had such a positive impact on my health, and the medical profession was at best ignoring it, or at worst ridiculing it, I became interested. I was not in the medical profession at that time. And we actually discovered a video in 1994 of Pauling. I think he filmed it in 1992. And it's a one-hour video on heart disease. And what was amazing to me at the time was he was saying that he thought heart disease could be controlled, even cured. And here's one of the greatest intellects of the 20th century saying these things on video. Anybody can, purchase the video or go to a library and rent it and see it, and we thought, so we obtained the rights to market, distribute that video, thinking that people with heart disease might want to know this information.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sort of what led me into this whole world of how there could be a cure, whether it works or not, a cure made by somebody of that stature, and completely, the media is completely silent about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing to me that that could happen. Mm-hmm. And as I got into looking at his theory and researching it, it turns out that the original idea is that there was a connection between vitamin C and heart disease. Actually arose not long after vitamin C itself was discovered. In the 1930s, someone in the 1940s, the war got in the way. But then in the 1950s, a Canadian Dr. Willis made probably the most crucial experiments, and he was able to show, well, first of all, he was noticing in his patients, he was a regular MD, that they, what we call atherosclerosis at that time, or even still, the white plaque that built up in his patients in the arteries, it builds up in the same places time after time in different patients. It wasn't randomly distributed throughout the body. And these places where he saw it was building up was places where he would actually compute it that the blood pressure was highest.
Wow.
near the heart, where the arteries divide. And he became to think, well, maybe there's a mechanical or a stress due to the blood pressure and the heartbeat that's causing atherosclerosis. And at that time, they were very well aware that that vitamin C had a lot to do with the strength of your arteries. And he decided to test the idea that vitamin C had something to do with heart disease. And in guinea pigs, he was able to show, because guinea pigs are one of the few animals, besides humans, that don't make their own vitamin C. Cats, dogs, all 99% of species all make their own vitamin C in very, very large amounts in their liver. We have to get it by mouth like the guinea pig, and then we lose some during digestion. So he studied these guinea pigs, and in the amounts that he gave what we call a very low amount or kept deprived of vitamin C, all the guinea pigs got atherosclerosis. In the amount that he gave, adjusted for body weight, about 3 grams of vitamin C, none of the guinea pigs got atherosclerosis. So one single factor, depriving the guinea pig of vitamin C, created atherosclerosis. And these experiments were done in the 50s. He also then looked at humans, terrific work in humans, giving them 500 milligrams 3 times a day, which I know now is a fairly low amount.
We're going to have a break right now. So if you'll just stay tuned, folks, audience, we're going to be right back.
Okay.